Representative Keith Self receives death threats, cancels event after calling trans Representative Sarah McBride Mr. by Catherine Hamilton on March 14, 2025. Representative Keith Self, RTX, said he has received death threats after accurately calling Representative Sarah McBride, Dita, a male pretending to be a female, Mr. during a House hearing Tuesday. The Republican congressman announced Friday that due to death threats and threats of violence against his office, he has decided to cancel a meetup event for constituents Saturday. In life as in war, there are times to engage and times to disengage. In recent days, the rhetoric from the left has turned vile and hateful. My office received multiple death threats and threats of violence, several of which are currently being investigated by authorities, Self said in a post to X. Rather than place constituents, their families, and their property in harm's way, I've decided to err on the side of caution and postpone Saturday's coffee with Keith in Greenville, Texas. I look forward to re-engaging with constituents again very soon. God bless, Keith Self, he continued. During a House Foreign Affairs Subcommittee on Europe Subcommittee hearing Tuesday, Self recognized McBride, who was elected as the first transgender-identifying member of Congress in November 2024, as Mr. McBride. After doing so, Democrat Representative Bill Keating, DMA, had a meltdown over Self's supposed misgendering of McBride. The hearing was ultimately adjourned, with Keating yelling and pounding his fist while McBride remained quiet. I will now recognize the representative from Delaware, Mr. McBride, Self said during the hearing, which was titled Arms Control, International Security, and U.S. Assistance to Europe, Review and Reforms for the State Department. Can you repeat your introduction, please? Keating replied. We've set the standard on the floor of the House, Self answered. What is that standard? Would you repeat what you just said when you introduced a duly elected representative from the USA? Please. Keating said. I will. The representative from Delaware, Mr. McBride, Self doubled down on his introduction. Mr. Chairman, have you no decency? I've come to know you, but this is not decent, Keating continued, becoming irate. We will continue this hearing, Self began to say. You will not continue it with me unless you introduce a duly elected representative the right way, Keating exclaimed. This hearing is adjourned, Self ordered in response. Following the exchange, Self posted a statement to X, tripling down on his commitment to biological reality. It is the policy of the United States to recognize two sexes, male and female, Self said. Indeed, President Donald Trump issued an executive order on the first day of his second term called Defending Women from Gender Ideology Extremism and Restoring Biological Truth to the Federal Government. That order states that it is the policy of the United States to recognize two sexes, male and female, and that these sexes are not changeable and are grounded in fundamental and incontrovertible reality. McBride finally commented on the exchange in a press conference Thursday, calling Republicans weird and bizarre for being obsessed with culture war issues. I appear to live rent-free in the minds of some of my Republican colleagues, McBride said. I wish that they would spend even a fraction of the time that they spend thinking about me, thinking about how to lower the costs on American families, figuring out how to actually make government work better. The Republican Party is obsessed with culture war issues. It is weird, and it is bizarre. Related, Nolte. Cross-dressing Dem Congressman McBride attacks GOP as weird and bizarre. McBride previously made headlines after Representative Nancy Mace, RSC, proposed a measure preventing transgender-identifying males from using women's restrooms at the U.S. Capitol. In February, Representative Mary Miller, REL, introduced McBride as the gentleman from Delaware, Mr. McBride. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X at the cot_Hamilton.